The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Milan, Italy, my good colleague Lorenzo Fiore. Celebration of Christmas in Milan. The food, the lights, the wine. We begin, however, reminding everybody there's a date in February to keep on your calendar. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. In February of 2026, the world is coming to Milan. For why?
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. The important date is the 6th of February, when the Olympic Winter Games will be inaugurated in Milan at the football stadium, the San Siro. You know that this is a collaboration between Milan and Cortina. Cortina is a very famous winter resort on the Alps of Veneto, north of Venice. And the games will continue until the 22nd of February. Then there will be the Paralympic game. Yesterday, the fire from Athens came to Rome, and our president of the Republic switched on the torch, which is now going all around Italy to reach Milan just a few days before the 6th of February. It is an important time also for Duomo Square. You know that Duomo is our important cathedral, the center of Milan, that has now a beautiful Christmas tree from the South Tyrol, and a megastore selling, of course, memories of these forthcoming Olympic Games.
We also have Christmas lights already up in Milan, and the market's selling, and so we have much to do. It is Christmas time with the lights around the cathedral, named for St. Ambrose, who is the patron saint in Milan. I learned that he was born in France, went to Rome eventually as a political actor, but he became the man most sent to Milan when Milan needed a bishop, and he's now remembered vividly with a celebration every year on the 7th of December. Is that correct, Lorenzo?
Very correct, John. And St. Ambrose, the 7th of December, to a certain extent, is a sort of a distinctive date for all the Italians, not only for Milan, to say that winter is on and Christmas is coming. It is an important date for all the Milanese community because this is a tradition that goes on from century to century, that is articulated into religious celebration with an important mass in honor of the saint that is celebrated by the Archbishop here in Milan. But we have also the Christmas market all around that church, St. Ambrogio Church, that, by the way, for those that intends to come and visit Milan, don't miss it because it's a beautiful Roman church. And the Christmas market around are very famous, and they are called in a dialect, obey, obey. That means what's nice, what's so beautiful. I mean, you can buy their gifts for Christmas. You can buy a lot of traditional sweets. By the way, panettone, maybe we can speak about it later. And you can even immerse yourself in the Christmas spirit. I mean, what is missing, in my opinion, is the snow. We should have a bit of white powder during that night. And the other important event is, of course, the premiere at La Scala, which, by the way, I will attend it.
Let's speak of the snow, because we got an inch and a half to 2 inches here very early in New England. You can have some of it, Lorenzo. What is your weather in Milan right now?
Well, the weather in Milan this afternoon became with a nice blue sky, so no clouds. It's not cold. The bad weather is in the south. They are having a lot of rain. There is also snow on the Alps, not as much as we expect across all the Alps. There is a lot of snow on the northwest, not so much where the Olympic Games are going to take place, north of Milan and north of Venice. But we have time to get snow before the Olympic Games will start.
All right, we've held back long enough to talk about panettone. This is a special Milan cake. How? What is it? What does it mean?
I think that everybody should have a panettone at Christmas, even in the U.S. Panettone is a typical Milanese Christmas baked cake. It is made with natural leavened dough. It has a dome shape, a chapelle shape. It's pretty high. Normally, it is sold with a weight of 1 kilo. It's soft inside with a sort of, I would call it, honeycomb structure. It is enriched with raisins and candied orange. It has a distinctive aroma and taste of eggs, butter, and natural flavor like vanilla and citrus. I mean, I can qualify panettone as a sort of king of the Christmas holiday throughout all Italy now and until the new year. Normally, it is served with mascarpone or chocolate cream, and I do recommend also the right wine. Those that like sweetie wine, which is the best to taste the panettone, is the Muscat wine, which comes from Piemonte, the region west of Milan, or maybe with an Italian spumante like Franciacorta.
Sunday, the 7th of December, not only are the lights all lit in Milan and the celebration of St. Ambrose, St. Ambrosia Day, but La Scala season opens. What is the opening this year, Lorenzo?
The opening season today is a Lady Macbeth of the Menchik district, composed by Dmitri Shostakovich, a Russian composer, who was also in trouble during the Soviet government, particularly during the Stalin regime. He was rehabilitated after Stalin's death. This is a very dramatic, well, let's say all the opera, always very dramatic opera, very long because it lasts more than 3 hours, including the stop in between one act and the other. And I think it is a sort of provocation, also with some connection to a certain extent to the time of our time with the Putin regime, because it speaks about a story around the murder that is linked to the injustice of the Tsarist society. It was composed during the 1930s, and it is the first time that is shown here in Milan at La Scala Theater. We'll see if there will be a success. The director will be Richard Schilling, so he's a very famous orchestra director, so we do hope for the best for that prima.
Lady Macbeth, and then afterwards you have a supper at your club, don't you? Is my memory, is that correct?
Correct. All the dignitaries will come to my club for the dinner, more or less 400 people. So I will have a long night from 5 o'clock in the afternoon till 1 o'clock after the day after. So it is a long experience, but I can tell you, very exciting and very pleasant.
And you will have panettone at dinner afterwards?
Oh. Of course, a panettone is normally served at the end of the dinner. The chef is, I don't remember the name in this very moment, but panettone is something that you cannot miss at the Sant'Ambrogio night, and as the end, the suite to be served for the gala dinner after the premiere.
A salute to Milan at Christmas light times. Lorenzo Fiore in Milan. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.